VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump vowed Tuesday to not cave in on his demand for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border as the longest ever partial government shutdown in U.S. history extended into a second month. On Twitter, he wrote, "Without a wall, our country can never have border or national security." Republicans in the U.S. Senate have released a spending proposal intended to end the 30-day-long partial government shutdown. The proposal takes direction from President Trump's so-called compromise plan, but it's one that Democrats say will go nowhere. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the president's proposal that includes money for his border wall and temporary protections for some immigrants can break the stalemate, with the shutdown now in its 32nd day.
It's a proposal that the president will support.
As written, though, the bill is a non-starter for Democrats, and it cannot pass without at least some of them supporting it. McConnell appears hopeful it could be a starting point for negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the shutdown needs to end first.
Open the government. Let's talk.
Some 800,000 federal workers now stand to miss a second paycheck Friday.
A court in Russia has denied bail to an American man being held on spying charges. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the attorney for the man detained says his client was given classified information.
The lawyer for an American man, Paul Whelan, who's been held in Moscow on suspicion of spying, says his client was given a flash drive containing Russian state secrets before he was arrested, but he did not know he had them and had not looked at them. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine, was detained in Moscow at the end of December and has made his first public appearance in a Moscow court to hear the appeal of his arrest.
This is VOA News. The Taliban